This is a recast of the 3100-word piece, Cricut Image Expert Tools for Image Processing, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Cricut Image, a powerful tool in the world of image processing, is an open-source library in Python that offers a wide range of algorithms for image processing and analysis. It's become an essential tool for researchers, developers, and hobbyists working in various fields from medical image analysis to machine vision.
With our increasingly digitized world, image processing has become crucial. From automatic license plate recognition in traffic engineering, to quality control in production, to facial recognition in security systems, the applications are diverse and deeply rooted in our everyday lives.
Image processing allows us to recognize patterns that are invisible to the human eye, providing valuable insights that can contribute to solving complex problems. The aim of this article is to provide a comprehensive insight into the possibilities and techniques of image processing with Cricut Image.
The article starts with the basics of image processing, then moves on to installation and basic usage of Cricut Image, followed by a detailed examination of the various functions and modules the library offers. Practical examples and code snippets are also provided to teach the reader how to perform basic to advanced image editing tasks.
The article also highlights application areas and case studies demonstrating the versatility of Cricut Image and concludes by observing current trends and future developments in the field of image processing.
Now let's look at some key terms discussed in the article. For example, pixel is the term for picture element, and it refers to the smallest unit of a digital image that contains information about color and intensity. Each image consists of a matrix of pixels.
Another example is resolution, which is determined by the number of pixels an image contains in its width and height. It's often expressed in pixels per inch or pixels per centimeter and directly influences the level of detail and sharpness of an image.
Lastly, color depth or bit depth specifies how many bits are used to store color information for a single pixel. A higher color depth allows a greater number of colors and thus more rich and accurate color representation.
The article also provides a quick introduction to Python and relevant libraries for image processing, such as NumPy for efficient work with arrays, Matplotlib for displaying images and graphics, and OpenCV for advanced image processing tasks.
Now let's talk about how Cricut Image can be installed using Python package management tools like pip. For most users, entering a command line or terminal command is enough to install the library along with its dependencies. It's recommended to install Cricut Image in a virtual environment to avoid conflicts with other packages.
Further on, it jumps into the core functions and modules of Cricut Image, which cover all aspects of image processing from simple manipulations like rotation and scaling up to complex analysis like edge detection and image segmentation.
Finally, it discusses advanced image analysis techniques including edge detection, image segmentation, pattern recognition, morphological operations, as well as integration of machine learning and deep learning. These methods open up new possibilities in automatic image interpretation.
These advanced techniques can be applied in various real scenarios, showcasing the full potential of image processing. From detecting tumors in medical imaging data using image segmentation and machine learning, to using morphological operations to analyze satellite images to distinguish forest areas from urban zones.
As it concludes, the article stresses the importance of continuing education and experimentation in image processing to keep up with rapid advances in this field. Participating in the research community, sharing knowledge and experiences, and constantly learning and adapting new techniques are keys to success in this exciting and continuously evolving field.
That's it for today.